Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal VRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Valerie Passion, Asset Protection and Elder Law Center. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We are celebrating today. Now, I might need some help on this celebration today because I have no clue about this one. National Brazilian Blowout Day? I've heard the word, but... I don't know. I don't know what that one is. National Senior Citizens Day, pretty fitting for today. Congressional Startup Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, whenever the Congress goes back to session, although they're probably on vacation, that's a good thing. Whenever Congress is on vacation, that means they're not messing anything up in our society. That's Congress's methodology out there. But having beaten anorexia, I think we will stick with National Spumoni Day. I like that one. A little Spumoni, can't go wrong there. Just although I would rather Rocky Road, what the heck. Hey, let's check the markets for you this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 287 points as I speak to you. Yeah, that's a good one. The NASDAQ up 82 points. S&P 500 up 26.31. Oil down 3 cents. 10-year Treasury, it's up just ever so slightly at 1.576 is the yield on that 10-year Treasury. Put your money over there in Germany. You don't get it back. They've got a negative interest rate, 0.67. Japan, they've got a negative interest rate, although they've had a negative interest rate for many, many years, negative 0.24. Why is the stock market up? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's called a head fake. Why a head fake? What are you referring to as a head fake? Why is the stock market up and it's a head fake? Well, what's going on in the stock market? Why are the markets seeming like the economy is doing well when we are hearing over and over again right now that there is a likelihood of a recession on the horizon? Well, here's the issue. What stocks are driving the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Yeah, Walmart had a great time in the stock market. They came out with great earnings. Target had great earnings. Home Depot and Lowe's both came out with good earnings. Are we seeing a pattern here? Yeah, it's the discounters that are doing well. Now, what's happening with Macy's? What's happening with Nordstrom? Yeah, they've got a problem. Yeah, they're getting hurt. So folks are spending as little as possible. They're going out there and they're buying the whatever they have to and trying to save whatever they can because they might realize that the economy is not doing quite as well as some of the talking heads might want you to believe. But hey, you know something? There is always opportunity. Whenever we look at the markets, you look for the opportunity. Well, and I don't give financial advice, but I can just say this morning I bought almost every one of the bearish ETFs that I could find. Well, why is that? Because we're looking and saying, I believe that we've got a big head fake going. When you see the U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.576 going down, and I've said this to you before, it's going to go down to somewhere between 1.28 and 1.32. Yeah, that's a pretty low number, like the lowest in recorded history. That's why we're watching those numbers for you. And it keeps heading down. Now, they never go down in a straight line. So that's why we see, okay, well, it was down at 150, 152. Now it's at 157. These are the numbers that we expect. When we go down, we generally go down in a little bit of a more of a stair of an escalator. Think of an escalator going down. Going up, it doesn't go up quite as quickly. So that's the way the markets normally go. And we're just consistently watching what's going on in the marketplace. Now, Seeing companies are saying that they're not hiring as many people. We're seeing the real estate market not doing quite as much. So why is Home Depot and Lowe's doing so well? Well, interest rates are extremely low. So people are saying, I don't want to buy that new house, but I'll do a refinance, get my interest rates down, and I'll fix up the house that I'm in. So think of this. If you go to the store and you want to buy something and you planned on going over to your favorite store, Target, Walmart, Big Lots, whatever that might be, and they don't have the product on the shelves, are you spending your money? No. Same thing's going on in the real estate world. Now, the affordable properties, those were selling pretty quickly, but if it's the more luxurious properties, those are a little slower in the market right now. So that's what we're watching. That's why we're talking about this head fake. Now, could the head fake change? Absolutely. We're one tweet away from anything happening, and I have no clue what it's going to be. Anybody that says they do know what it's going to be, they're lying to you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So the truth is we've got a very challenging market. What do you do in a challenging market? You get rid of risk, right? How do you get rid of risk when you're talking about home and finance? Well, I can share with you what our private clients are doing. We are going through right now and talking to every single one of them and saying, you know something, let's refinance your property and let's lower your interest rates. Let's lower your payments. But, oh, yeah, you just said that interest rates are going down. So why would you want to do that now? Why not wait? Well, I just got through telling you the answer. Get rid of risk. So I hear this all the time, and this is one of my favorite lines, and I just chuckle every single time I hear it. I get the line, the favorite line when you consult with people, what's your interest rate? And I say, well, what do you want it to be? Well, I want the lowest possible interest rate. And I said, are you sure? And everybody said, yeah, of course I'm sure. I want the highest one, Ron. What are you talking about? I said, okay, 2.75. Okay, I'll do that. It's a 10-year fixed rate loan, and it's got 3 points of that you have to pay to get it. Oh, 10-year, I can't afford that. Well, you just told me you wanted the lowest interest rate. So you don't want the lowest interest rate. What you really want is the best program for you. So going back to what I was saying before, let's increase that interest rate just a little bit, get you enough credit from the investors so that they pay for all of your closing costs. Now, all you have to do is sign a few papers, get a lower monthly payment, and will that bother you to redo it again in 18 to 24 months when interest is lower than it is today? Of course not, because you didn't pay anything for it. Now, unless you're a famous person, you get paid a lot of money for your autograph. All we're talking about here is just a few autographs and be on your way. Just a thought for you right there. Fancy stuff. It's pretty simple. Hey, did you see this article that came out today? The federal government, they want to control your house. Does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So I don't know if you remember during some of the last crises, energy crises. Now, we don't have an energy crisis right now, but the federal government came out and said, keep your house 78 degrees. You'll save money, save energy. Well, their latest number, 85 degrees. Now, if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you'll notice that I am a little bit oversized. Every once in a while, people will make a comment about that. 78 to 85 is not my comfort zone. I don't work well in those temperatures. 68 to 72 is about where I live. So Energy Star probably would not be too happy with me. But they say you can actually save $25 a year if you keep your house a little higher like that. $25 a year? I go across the street to Reunion Kitchen and drink. If I have one less martini, then I can have that same $25 or maybe two less martinis. But there's the idea, but that's the whole study. If you want to see this study, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will send you the new report from Energy Star saying keep your house at 85 degrees when you walk out the door, make it a little hotter. We just told you the other day, don't do that because it's harder on your equipment. Now think about this one. Save $25 a year on your energy bill and blow out your air conditioner. Does that make sense to anybody?
This is ridiculous.
Moving right along. Unbelievable. Some of the things that are going on here. FDIC approves the tweak of the Volcker Rule. Does that mean anything to anybody? Well, some people it does. If you were dealing with the Dodd-Frank Act, that's where the Volcker Rule came in. It basically was intended to help the consumer when they're buying and selling property, and help the consumer be protected from the big bad banks. Well, as with many things that go on when they put these laws in place from the people in Washington who know nothing about what they're putting laws in place to do, what ends up happening is you've got unintended consequences. So whenever they go and do these things, and we only talk about most of them from a real estate perspective, and Dodd-Frank says we have to give you a loan estimate and put everything into buckets because you're not smart enough to understand an itemized, detailed, good faith estimate. Really? That's what the federal government said, not me. I don't put those words in my mouth. So now we get to do both because people want to know what they're paying for. But Dodd-Frank says, no, you can't do that. Dodd-Frank says, no, you can't vet the appraisers when you're wanting to hire an appraiser to do your house because the mortgage brokers are all controlling the appraisers. Now, I've used the same appraiser for 20 years. Very, very ethical. There's not a way in the world you control them. But, you know, in Washington, that's the only thing that they can come up with. They got to find somebody to blame. They don't want to blame themselves for doing absolutely nothing like they usually do. So they're going to find someone else. So they are rolling back some of the Volcker rules that prohibited the investments from the banks it was a crossover. It's basically a wall between investment banking and brick and mortar depositories. Kind of crazy, but if you're listening to Elizabeth Warren, she'll tell you that you need to get stricter on these things so that you can spend more money. Just a thought there for you. Elections have consequences. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why is a revocable trust so important? Appreciation is strong. Seniors are on the move in the real estate market. How to refinance your house with bad credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs, they've got the products, you've got the telephone. You just have to give them a call at 800-306-1990. They'll be happy to talk to you, consult with you, give you an idea of what might be the best programs for you and your family. They are not the same programs for everyone. Everyone has the same first question. It just baffles me. I've talked about it before. Same first question from everybody is, what's your interest rates? Yet, and I think the reason that people do that is because they don't know what other questions to ask. Like, if I ask what's your blended household interest rate, you probably don't know that answer because that's not what you do. That's the difference between dealing with a professional, a debt consolidation professional, as opposed to just going on the internet and dealing with it yourself. Markets today, Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 276 points. The NASDAQ up 76 points. S&P 500 up 26 points. Seeing a pattern here? Yield on the U.S. Treasury up 1.57, and the mortgage-backed securities, those are down 5 basis points, which means interest rates on the home loans are up ever so slightly. All of that information readily found on Google.com. So why are you listening to me then? Well, you want to know why they're doing what they're doing? Well, here it is, stocks and bonds, they are trading up. Big change from when they were down 18 basis points earlier in the morning. Early this morning, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported their mortgage application data for last week, as they do every Wednesday. Overall mortgage application volume dropped 0.9%. Applications to purchase a home down 4%, but are still up 5% from this time last year. Inventory of lower-priced homes continues to fall, which is a likely reason why purchase applications are not gaining more ground. Refinances were up 0.4% and are up a very strong 180% year over year. The refinance share of mortgage activity increases from 61.4% to 63%. Average 30-year mortgage dropped to the lowest rate in almost 3 years to 3.90. Again, that's based on the Mortgage Bankers Association, about 7/8 of a point lower than this time last year. Now, if you bought a house anytime in the last six months or more, or if you refinanced 6 months or more old, should be talking about restructuring that loan right now, only if you want to save money. If you don't want to save money, keep looking at the mailbox and see if you get a thank you note from the bank. Not sure it'll be there, but you can watch for it. Existing home sales report for July, which measures closing in July, likely represents buyers shopping for homes in May and June, increased 2.5%. Positive revision to June, and when factoring that in, sales were at really up 2.8%. Sales are now up 0.6% year over year, which is first annual increase in 17 months. Median home prices on the national level, not in Calizuela, $280,800, up 4.3%. First-time home buyers, 32% of sales. That's the just a little bit of information there, probably more than you wanted to know, but that is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Switching from the first-time home buyer, we don't see a whole heck of a lot of activity in the first-time home buyer arena when we deal with our seniors. Most of them are probably a little further down the line, but we are talking seniors today. Valerie Passion, Asset Protection and Elder Law Center, is our featured guest. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad you've been here sitting patiently listening to me rant for a while, and now it's all about you.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
So I just get to sit back and some of you who watch us on a regular basis know that I am not a good interviewer. So I don't do interviews. I don't get into that stuff. So we get a little bit of notes from our guests ahead of time. And then it's just about us chatting and seeing what rabbit trail we might go down and just kind of take it from there. So I will ask you one question, though, just as we get started here. And trust. I deal with a lot of first-time buyers. Does a first-time homebuyer need a trust?
I think a first-time homebuyer definitely needs a trust. Anybody who is thinking about owning real property really should set up a trust before they get into buying the home. It just makes things a lot easier. Once you buy your home and you have your trust already set up, it's so much easier to just transfer it right into having a trust versus having a home that's in your name and then having to retransfer it later. I highly suggest having a trust first.
Trust first. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, but it's not, if I already own a house, it's not too late for me. I'm not
absolutely not.
I'm not beyond help.
It's never too late to have a revocable trust. In fact, unfortunately, most people don't have a trust when they really need it. The good news is it's never too late.
Okay.
Having a trust is basically like a roadmap that lets your loved ones know what to do in case of incapacitation or when you pass away. But the most important thing that I believe is that it avoids you from the dreaded probate.
You're getting into a lot of complexity, and I'm a simple guy.
Yeah. So probate is just basically a court process that administers your assets once you pass, and it's very expensive, it's very time-consuming, and there's a lot of stress involved. Anyone who's been through it knows that it is not something you want to be a part of.
So, I'm a big proponent of the trust, just because I look at there's no reservations. I mean, I can go across the street and go to dinner, and I get a reservation. But, I haven't looked at the news today, but I saw in the news yesterday that there was a car accident on the 405 freeway, right? Nobody got up yesterday in the morning and said, I think I'm going to be the one in that car accident, right?
No.
Nobody got up in the morning saying that, I might meet an unexpected, untimely passing.
Yeah.
But it happens every day.
Yeah.
And I look at this and say, if you haven't taken care of this, you've done a disservice to your loved one. So the conversation up front might be hard. But you've really done a disservice to your loved one.
Oh, absolutely. Like you and I had chatted earlier, this is the best and final gift that you can give your loved ones. Majority of the time, the stress that comes along with grieving has to do a lot with what did the person want? One sister thinks that this is what dad wants. One sister thinks, no, this is what dad wants. In reality, dad has wants. He just never took the time to cement it.
And then you get to go with what the state of California wants in that case.
Absolutely. So I like to say that, majority of the people don't have a plan, but in actuality, they do have a plan. It's just not their plan.
Right.
So
exactly.
If you're not being proactive and you're not really, planning this out, someone is doing it for you, and most likely it's not what you want.
And, it's kind of ironic because I frequently will chat about this right after there's a high profile passing.
Yes.
Right. So we anybody that is over 20 years old probably heard of Prince.
Yes.
Right. He passed on with no trust.
Absolutely.
And now everybody in the world gets to say, well, I was his favorite. I didn't send my letter yet. It's on the way.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because one of the things that people fail to recognize is that when you go through this probate process, everything is public, down to grandmother's ring. Everyone can just go online now and see exactly what your life was about. And, you hear a lot about it with these high profile cases. But, just protecting the privacy of your own family is very crucial nowadays with people logging in and trying to find who just inherited what. And there's just a lot going on now that you want to protect your family from. So that's a really good point to bring up.
And so we've talked about trust so many times over the last 10 years on the program, but we've never even got to the point of what you're just saying or suggesting there is that the scammers are watching that too.
Yes. So, as life is tough.
Right.
People do what they got to do. And there are people who, you know, specifically prey on the elderly or specifically prey for someone who just newly inherited things. I mean, I don't know if you know the statistics, but they say that people don't do well with found money. Whether
right.
you are, you know, 18 or 40, when you inherit a large sum of money, majority of time you spend that within a year. And there's con people there that want to
spend it on them.
Yeah.
They
want to
help you with
yeah,
that.
They'll definitely help you with that.
And it's fascinating because we have talked about the idea of how many lottery winners end up broke.
Yes.
How many professional athletes are broke after 3 or 4 years of retirement.
Yes. And you are hitting the nail on the head. That is another good point, is that, you know, most people don't know what to do with this money. And having a trust is so great because you can plan for your loved ones, essentially when they can't even plan for themselves. You know, without a trust, most people will have their inheritance by 18. I don't know if you remember being 18, but, you know, I was in Vegas.
I don't remember much of it.
Even when I shouldn't be. That being said, you know.
No one's listening to this. We're not recording this.
Make sure that you plan for your loved ones, because oftentimes you're protecting them from themselves. And you can really designate the appropriate ages that they get things. You can have someone you trust manage the funds for them. Until then, investing the funds, doing what's right for them, and just standing right by your family members.
That's a fascinating part of it. We're going to talk more about trust and planning for your loved ones when we come back. Valerie Passion is our guest. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Appreciation is strong. Seniors are on the move in the real estate market. And how to refinance your house with bad credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And if you already found your dream home, what do you know about it? Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. That'll give you a report every month, what the county recorder knows about your property, what the valuations are, maybe some other data that might help you understand your asset better. Seniors, they're on the move in the real estate market. Did you know August 21st is National Senior Citizens Day? According to the United States Census, we honor senior citizens today because throughout our history, older people have achieved much for our families, our communities, and our country. That remains true today and gives us ample reason to reserve a special day in honor of the senior citizens who mean so much to our land. To give proper recognition, we're going to look at some senior-related data in the housing industry. According to the Population Reference Bureau, the number of Americans ages 65 and older is projected to nearly double, from 52 million in 2018 to 95 million by 2060. Hopefully we'll make it by then. And the 65 and older age groups share of the population will rise from 16% to 23%. Seniors believe in home ownership. In a recent report, Freddie Mac compared the home ownership rates of two groups of seniors, the Good Times cohort, born from 31 to 41, and the previous generations born in the 1930s. The data shows an increase in the home ownership rate for the Good Times cohort because seniors are now aging in place, living longer, and maintaining a higher quality of life into their later years. I shared a chart on social media earlier that shows the historical home ownership rate for household heads aged 67 to 85. This, however, does not mean all seniors are staying in place. Some are actively buying and selling homes. In the 2019 Home Buyers and Sellers Generational Trends Report, National Association of Realtors showed the percentage of seniors buying and selling, another chart I shared on social media earlier. Some of the highlights, buyers ages 54 to 63 had higher median household incomes and were more likely to be married couples. 12% of buyers ages 54 to 63 are first-time home buyers, 5% are 64 to 72, and 4% 73 to 93. What if those 93-year-olds are getting a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage? Just checking. Buyers ages 54 to 63 purchase because of an interest in being closer to their friends and families, job relocation, and a desire to own a home of their own. Sellers 54 years and older often downsized, I say right-sized, and purchased a smaller, less expensive home than the one they sold. Sellers ages 64 to 72 lived in their homes for 21 years or more. How about a reverse mortgage there, folks? Bottom line, according to the National Association of Realtors report, 58% of buyers ages 64 to 72 said they need help from an agent to find the right home. The transition from a current home to a new one is significant to undertake, especially for anyone who has lived in the same house for many years. If you're a senior thinking about the process, let's chat. I've got a great moving company that I can put you in touch with. They give discounts to the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just throwing that out there. But there are a lot of opportunities, and that is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Get all the information that's available for your property. If you already own one, your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Both are free. I like that term. We are chatting this morning. Valerie Passion, Asset Protection and Elder Law Center, is in the house. I should have done this before, Valerie. I like to try and do this at least once a segment. But I do make a comment every time because Valerie is an attorney. I am not. I don't play one on TV. We are not giving you, or Valerie is not giving you legal advice. We are just trying to educate today. So if you want legal advice, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with Valerie. That's how she supports her family. So we can help out that way. But the concept here is we want to get you the information you need so you can make the intelligent decision. There's a lot of people out there that are making decisions, and they got their guidance from the neighbor down the street. Might have all good intentions, but may not know what the heck they're talking about. Valerie, I don't know if this is still the case. I had heard a statistic probably 2 years ago that of the population who has a trust, 80% of them never funded it properly.
I actually just met with someone recently, newly widowed, and looked over her trust. She's had it for over 10 years. Her husband did it. One of the things I noticed right off the bat is this is not funded.
Oh.
You know, and, you know, her biggest concern was that she was having some health difficulties, and she wanted me to review it for another reason. And oftentimes this is what I see, is that the attorney or whoever it was that prepared it just failed to fund the trust for them or failed to educate them on the funding process. And so that is a very common thing that I see.
And, you know, I Googled trust the other day and it didn't tell me go fund your trust. It was not a, they had a GoFundMe account, but not a go fund your trust account. And that's a big issue. Now, so what happens when somebody has a trust, but it's not funded?
So you basically threw that money down the drain, because if it is not funded, it is as if you don't have anything at all. What is very important about having a trust is not just having great documents, which, by the way, I just want to add, our documents are on steroids, but it's about having the person fund it for you, which is basically taking it from your name and putting it into the name of the trust, so that the trust terms will guide whatever assets you put into it.
Whatever assets, so are there assets that you want to put in and assets that you don't want to put in?
Very good question. You know, everybody's situation is different. Everybody has different needs. Definitely, property is something that always needs to be funded. Any sort of bank account that is over $150,000, it's important to not just have a beneficiary, but put that second beneficiary as your trust, so that the terms of the trust also apply to those accounts. One thing I generally don't recommend funding is your vehicles. Most of the time, unless you have a collectible vehicle, or, you know, you are, you know, Donald Trump, your vehicle is under the $150,000 threshold, and you don't want it funded under the trust, because with all of the litigation happy people out there, if you get into a car accident, they see that you have it under the trust, you know, they know you got some deep pockets, or they think you do. So that's one of the things that you can do if you want, but I generally don't recommend it. And then it's case by case. You know, when I talk to them, I'll see what the family's needs are, and I'll, you know, kind of guide them as to whether that is something that should be in the trust or it shouldn't be in the trust.
Again, one of those reasons that I suggest highly, talk to a professional. Don't try and do these things on your own. You're dealing with too much money, right? And last I heard, again, I am just a radio host. So if my house goes into probate and I've got the median-priced Orange County home of $830,000,
yes,
and that goes into probate, it doesn't matter how much I owe on it, it's still 5% cost, right?
Absolutely. So it's basically statutory guidelines of what the administration fees are. And there's kind of a tiered approach, but it's about 5%. So if your home is about $800,000 to $1 million, I mean, you're looking anywhere between $20,000 to $30,000 in probate fees alone. And that's not to mention the average cost of just opening a case in probate is $3,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's better to just take that opening fee and prepare an estate plan so that your family benefits from an organized, succinct, solid plan.
Now, my guess is, and you know, you're the attorney, you probably know best, and I think you can. I know in finance, we guarantee very little, right? We don't do a whole lot of guarantees. But one thing that I do guarantee, you might concur with me, we're going to die. Right? I mean, I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's probably going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something that majority of us like to think about, but, you know, the only thing more sure than death is taxes, or is it the other way around?
Yeah, right. But I mean, so if you have a probate case that's going to cost $3,000 to open, you know you're going to die at some point in time. So why not just spend that money a little earlier? And I don't know what a probate cost or a trust costs, but you know, I'm sure that's a good start, right? I mean, so
yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why people don't do it. I mean, everyone should. I like to say that if you have a pulse,
you should have a trust.
You should have a trust. But you know, people don't like to think about it. I mean,
we
naturally don't like to think about our own mortality, but I like to say you're not thinking about your mortality. You're thinking about that legacy that you're leaving behind to your loved ones.
That's a great way to put it. So it's not about you. So quit thinking it's all about you, right? It's about your loved ones. And you know, if you don't care about yourself and you know, something you got to sometimes, I know that this is Calizuela and we don't like to make tough decisions and everybody's got to get a ribbon for participation and all that kind of stuff. But you know something, you're participating in life and you've got to take care of your loved ones, take a little responsibility, just throwing that out there. We're going to take care of a little business ourselves. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Valerie Passion, we are going to continue our conversation discussing asset protection, elder law, trusts. We'll also talk a little bit about how to refinance your house with bad credit. All that and more, you can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 186677.
800-875-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit do a great job of helping the listeners to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach them, creditsanitizer.com. How to refinance with bad credit. Refinancing a loan involves paying your existing mortgage loan off and replacing it with a different loan. A refinance can net a different interest rate and term. A lower interest rate might lower your payments. A shorter term might let you pay the new loan off faster than the previous one, which means you end up paying less in the long run. Another benefit can be to switch from an adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate loan for a lower and or more predictable interest rate, or vice versa. Qualifying to refinance, just like qualifying for a new mortgage, requires you get approved for the loan. Your creditworthiness affects your chances of approval and the interest rate you qualify for. The better your credit, the better your chances of approval and of getting a good interest rate. Qualifying to refinance with bad credit, though, just like qualifying for a new mortgage with bad credit, is not impossible. There are available options, even with their less than perfect credit score. So what are the options? Well, you got to look at the debt to income ratio. You look at the FICO scores. You look at the loan to value. You look at the programs. You might want to look at the FHA program. There are some other programs. Maybe you need to do some cash out to get rid of some of your debt, help increase your scores. I'm going to do a little bit more about this tomorrow because I want to save more time to chat with Valerie. But here's the issue. Dealing with refinancing with bad credit sometimes is a multi-step process. You set up a game plan. What caused you to have that bad credit? Let's deal with that. We might want to get you into the loan that you qualify for, the best product available. Consolidate debt. I've seen people with lots and lots of debt and lots of home equity, and we've actually been able to save them a boatload of money going from maybe a 3.5% interest rate. I've done this before. Went from a 3.5% interest rate on their house to a 5% interest rate on their house and saved over $1,000 a month. Really? And everyone says, well, the interest rate's the most important thing. Yeah, your blended household interest rate, not an interest on just one item. Let's chat about that. Again, I'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation, Valerie Passion, Asset Protection and Elder Law Center, is in the house, not giving us legal advice, but educating us on maybe some projects, some things that we need to take care of, maybe taking a little responsibility. I use the terms because I'm a little more harsh than most of my guests are. You got to take a little responsibility in this world because we never know when the unexpected will happen. I've seen some, and we get a lot of people on our social media channels. And now I get a, you know, we got about 58,000 connections on social media. And every once in a while, I'll scroll through just see what's going on. And there's a loan officer here in Southern California, and her son, they just put on the Facebook, had a 50-50 chance of survival. And as a parent myself, I couldn't think of anything worse in the entire world than dealing with something like that. But you know something? There was no reservation, right? They didn't know this was going to happen. And, you know, I don't know what his financial situation is. It doesn't matter. It's not the issue. But somebody's going to have to deal with that, you know, at some point in time. And having a trust. Now, if you've got kids, well, you've really got to have a trust.
Yeah, having a trust with kids is very important because, like I mentioned earlier, it is a roadmap that allows your trustee to know exactly how to handle the assets for your children. Not only that, a trust allows you to designate the appropriate ages where your children do get the assets that you have left for them. We mentioned people don't do well with found money, so just planning for your children is important. But another thing that I think is probably the most important, and a lot of times this is the thing that drives parents to create an estate plan, is you want to decide who will be a guardian in case something were to happen. I mean, we hope that that's never the case. I mean, knock on wood.
Right.
But if you're not actively figuring out who you want to care for your children based on your own set of values, a judge that does not know you will make that determining factor. So if that's not enough reason for you to start sitting down with your spouse and saying, hey, let's get a plan together. I don't know what is.
So let me ask you this, because you mentioned this in passing, I think in the B block, that you had a client where the lady was doing had some health issues and her husband had passed. Now, if I'm married, I am married. I think. Can't she just take care of everything for me?
So that is actually a very big misconception. There are a few things that a spouse can kind of handle if you have some joint accounts or something like that. But for the most part, to make medical and financial decisions for your spouse, you really need to have a financial power of attorney and an advanced medical directive. Absent those, it's very difficult to start making these decisions without court intervention, which, as you know, takes time, money, and stress. So to avoid all of that.
So you're going through a life-threatening ordeal with your spouse.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you have to step away from that situation,
mm-hmm.
find an attorney, go to court, pay those bills as well as your medical bills, and think you're going to do it with a sound mind.
Exactly. That's the unfortunate part. And people don't do well under stress. So why not automate the process? And, you know, we can't avoid these things, but what we can avoid is that stress by automating a process when it comes.
Yeah, that's a fascinating point also, because I've got some elder relatives, and I made this comment to my mom when my dad passed. I said, you know something, you and dad made these decisions. I would highly recommend you do absolutely nothing different than what that plan was for at least a year.
Yeah.
Is that sound advice?
It is sound advice. Most likely under stress, we don't make the best decisions. So generally, you know, if there is a plan in place, just follow it. And that's what it's there for.
Yeah, otherwise, you're making emotional decisions.
Absolutely.
Instead of thought-out decisions.
Absolutely, Ron.
Right? And a lot of times, and some of them, sometimes, you just can't reverse. You know, a year or two down the road, you say, well, I wish I hadn't have made that change, because we talked about this, and this was our plan, and all of a sudden, now you're second-guessing yourself, and sometimes you can't change that.
Absolutely.
Right? So those are some – but let's ask this question then. If I have that directive – you know, I have everything in the trust. Now, do I lose control over those things?
That's a very good question. It's actually the opposite. You gain more control.
Really?
Because the trust itself is a revocable trust. So you can change anything you want during the lifetime of the trust. But that being said, you also gain the control of not having someone else make decisions for you in case of incapacitation, in case that you pass and you don't have something in place. So you're actually gaining more control, not losing control. Now, there are certain trusts that are irrevocable, but those are for as-needed basis, and those are different circumstances. But for the most part, the majority of America really just needs to have a revocable trust.
So then I don't have to worry about my kids all arguing over who's got the final word, because I put it – you know, and I don't know that they would argue over it. I would hope that they would consult with one another, right? But I don't have to worry about that if I've already made that determination in writing.
Absolutely, Ron. And, you know, no one knows your children best but you and mom. And so you guys need to sit down and say, hey, who do we want taking care of this? Who do we want taking care of the house or the finances? And most likely one person sticks out in your head as the responsible one. And so having a plan in place and letting them know you have a plan in place really takes away a lot of the arguments that happen after something terrible happens.
I've got one real quick question. We don't have a lot of time.
Absolutely.
But how often do I have to have my trust reviewed?
So if you are not getting your trust reviewed at least 3 times a year, you need to find a new estate planning attorney.
3 times a year.
You know, things happen. And you know what? You may not need to change anything, but just have it looked over by a professional. Make sure that all of the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Just, you know, what we do at our firm is we reach out to our clients every 3 years and say, hey,
wait,
come in.
You said 2 different things then. Every 3 years or 3 times a year?
Every 3 years.
Oh,
did
okay.
I say something wrong? I'm sorry. This is...
No, I just want to make sure that I got that right. Okay, every 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, every 3 years, we got to make sure so that client that didn't do it for 10 years, hey, maybe some of the laws changed in that time period.
Absolutely.
Just a thought there. So every
That's
3 years, make sure that you're getting in touch with your trust attorney. And every day, I ask you, set that first radio set first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.